This Israel report is brought to you by the Blue Agency. Your Israel property is in good hands. Owning properties in Israel can be a great investment, but challenging to manage if you're based abroad. The Blue Agency will manage every aspect of your property, finding and vetting tenants, maintaining your property and getting it rental ready, negotiating contracts and collecting rentals, reporting back to you regularly. The Blue Agency has built a reputation for trust and confidentiality over 20 years. The Blue Agency, your Israel property is in good hands. Contact us at www.theblueagency.com.
The Israel Report for the latest news and insights with Anthony Reich.
Anthony Reich, Boker Tov and Chag Sameach. Hope you're well.
Chag Atzmaut Sameach. Yes, the whiplash in Israel continues with the move from Yom HaZikaron to Yom HaTzmaut, 78 years of independence. And I've said this before, I know, and I will say it again. I think that our generation is immensely privileged to live in this era where we can witness the existence of an independent Jewish state in our homeland. And I think that, those of us who experience this, people listening in, everybody has strong views one way or the other. But I think there's little doubt that the 78 years of independence is nothing short of a miracle when one sees the experiences, the 4,000 soldiers who were killed during the War of Independence at a time when the population of Israel, the Jewish population of Israel, was less than a million people. And you think about those people who had to sacrifice their lives, and indeed all of those who have sacrificed their lives in order to allow us to witness this miracle before our eyes. And really is a miracle, because what we've seen over the last 78 years is phenomenal. But of course the last 3 years of Israel's existence have really been incredibly controversial, and I think that there are very few people, Jews and non-Jews alike, who don't have a strong view one way or the other about Israel, about Israel's existence, about Israel's presence and contribution, standing within the international community, and about Israel's actions that have been taken over the last 3 years. So I'd like to potentially talk about that, because I know we will, there are celebrations. The celebrations have been scaled back because of this ongoing uncertainty about, is there a ceasefire or is that not a ceasefire? There was the ceremony to light the independence beacons last night in Jerusalem on Mount Herzl. And of course, it's very fitting that that ceremony takes place right in front of the grave where Theodor Herzl has now been buried in Jerusalem. His remains were moved to Jerusalem, to Mount Herzl, after the declaration of the state. He was the one who had this vision for an independent state of Israel, and it's fitting that he witnesses from his vantage point on Mount Herzl the lighting of the independence beacons. Controversy, of course, as always, who lights and who doesn't light, who says what and who does what, and who sits where and who doesn't sit where. All of that, of course, took place last night. But Howard, I just wondered whether there might not be a good discussion about, where does Israel stand right now? And let's particularly talk about Jews in the diaspora, because, you know, there are so many Jews who are supportive of what Israel's done. Not everybody loves everything that Israel is doing. But, you know, the question is whether the last 3 years have been justified in terms of the actions that Israel has taken in light of that massacre that took place on October the 7th, in light of the war that was declared by Hezbollah from the north, in light of the attack from the Houthis in Yemen, in light of the ongoing threats from Iran and the subsequent wars that we've experienced. Is what Israel is doing something to be proud of? Do we associate, do we identify with Israel's actions, or is it all a little over the top? Do we have reason to feel that the way that Israel is behaving right now is just not in keeping with Jewish values, in keeping with our values? Is there a good reason for Jews around the world in the diaspora to feel that they don't associate, that they don't feel connected to what's going on in Israel right now. And I think that that's a valid debate that we within the community need to have. We need to be open and honest about how we feel about things. Is this all good? I mean, you know, the Israeli leadership, I think, do care about what diaspora Jews feel. They might not necessarily always reflect that, and there might well be times when the leadership in Israel will go ahead and do things irrespective of what people around the world and indeed people in Israel feel. But I think there is a debate to be had. And I just wonder what the feeling in the community outside of Israel is right now about where we are.
Yeah, so I would say you certainly can't speak for any other community other than the South African one. But I would say that the South African community is largely, to an overwhelming majority, connected to Israel, very, very supportive of Israel, and quite unambiguous, actually, in that support. Doesn't mean that everybody agrees with every aspect, but I also think that because we have a government here that is so uneven-handed and in many ways so appalling in their overt support of those who want to destroy Israel, that it's forced the community to decide which side of history they stand on. So obviously there's a very, very small minority who, I know it's controversial to say, but I don't care, their grandchildren are unlikely to be Jewish. That's the reality of it. There's nobody who goes to a shul on a regular basis who is connected religiously to Judaism who feels, who is disconnected from Israel. We also, even on a religious, you know, whereas there's many communities that, you know, question in terms of the Haredi community or the Hasidic community, their connection to Israel. We don't have that in South Africa. Our communities are deeply, deeply connected, no matter how religious or irreligious they are, provided that they still have a connection to Judaism. So I would say it's uncomplicated. Where it we also have, and I reminded one of our guests this morning, we also have strong Jewish voices. We've got Chai FM, which presents the is real Israel news and story, which I think does help people tremendously. We've got voices in the community that make sure that our community structures, which look after the community, who ensure that people are free to make these the choices, and we're not bullied into towing a line that we don't have to tow. So I think from a South African perspective, it's very, very strong. I'm sorry, I just want to finish one point because I do need to bring the balance. The part of it that does cause us issues is when we have people like Ben Gvir and one or two other lunatics in Israeli government who say things that are very, very, very damaging, that don't align with a Jewish outlook and a humanitarian one, that causes us issues. So that's my little spiel.
So I think that, you know, I appreciate that view, and I think that I would like to say a few things. First of all, sometimes the lunatics, as you call them, are an opportunity for Israel to stand up and to take a view about that behavior. And I'd like to use the example of the IDF soldier who was filmed sledging a statue of Jesus in Lebanon. Okay, that video went viral. We saw he was clearly an IDF soldier. The IDF immediately stood up and said, that video is real. That video is not fake. It is a real video. It is a real event. And since then, that individual has been dismissed from his role in the IDF. This all happened within the space of a week or something like that. He's been dismissed as a combat soldier. He has been given 30 days of detention in a military prison. The person filming it has also received the same punishment. Six other bystanders who did nothing to stop it have been told that they will be taken care of in due course. And not only that, but the IDF has ensured that the statue was returned. They have replaced that statue of Jesus where it was in Lebanon that has already
No,
been
I think
done,
that was I think that of. Was brilliantly and dealt with. I think somebody did something offensive and stupid, but it was dealt with properly. I have no issue around that. Young soldiers will do stupid things.
And I think that those kind of lunatic actions are an opportunity for us to stand up and to show who we are. But here's what I would really like to say, especially to the doubters, and I'm sure that there are no doubters because everybody has a strong view one way or the other. But Israel is here to protect and defend Jewish values and Jewish people. That's what Israel is about. This is the land where Judaism grew up. Our forefathers were in this land going in one direction or another. That's where the whole concept of Judaism grew up. And this is the land and these are the people who are here to defend it. And I think that over the last 3 years, we have clearly understood that the state of Israel and Jews around the world are under some existential threat, that there are threats against us which intend to destroy us. And Israel will stand up unashamedly to defend those. And I think that these last 3 years have given us an opportunity to show not only that we have certain vulnerabilities, but that we are willing to stand up and take care of business when it needs to be done. And I don't think that anybody can argue with that. How we've gone about that has clearly been controversial. Has it been too much? Have we gone too far? Well, I would say no, because any little seed that gets left behind that hasn't been taken care of potentially grows up into another existential threat, not now, not next month, but perhaps in a few years' time. So there is an opportunity to try to clear things out and to try to protect Israel and Jewish values and Judaism around the world once and for all. Is this likely to be the end of the story of the a threat that we perceive and that we currently operate under? Clearly not. I think that this, as the saying says, kol dor, every generation, there will be those who rise up against us. And we've seen that in this generation. So I think that those who identify with their Judaism can feel proud that we have a representative in the world who is willing to stand up to make it clear that we will not tolerate threat against our existence, against our land, against our people. And if it means that we have to take severe action in order to defend ourselves, then we will absolutely do that. And I think that there is a certain pride that one can garner from that statement, which is loud and clear. And I know that there's a lot of people around the world who feel otherwise. Not only that, Howard, but I think that forget about the destruction, the defense that we've had to take, but let's talk about what's been built over 78 years. Let's compare what Israel was 78 years ago to what it is today, to how we are present in the international community, in the high-tech community, sports-wise, economically, scientifically, technologically, all the contributions that Israel has made over the last 78 years, there can be little doubt that our main impetus, that our main drive in life has been to contribute and to build and to do positive things rather than to try somehow to wipe out the threat that exists against us. And I think that we need to put all of that into a proper context.
I think that is absolutely right. Anthony, what are you doing today? What does the day look like? What does Yom HaTzmaut look like in Israel?
Well, the traditional Yom HaTzmaut in Israel today is let's go out and barbecue somewhere, put the fires on. I can already smell the smoke from outside, and it's only, not even 9 o'clock in the morning, and I can smell the fires are already burning. And let's go to the beach and let's enjoy some outdoor activity. There is, of course, a certain element of nervousness because the ceasefire with Iran has been extended. There is a lot of uncertainty around President Trump saying, I will not extend the ceasefire. And then he's gone on to extend the ceasefire. And the Iranians have accepted the ceasefire extension, or they haven't. We're not really quite sure. We hear this morning that the Iranians have attacked another container ship near Oman. And so the conflict in the Straits of Hormuz continues and the war in Lebanon continues. There were missiles fired last night from Lebanon towards northern Israel. So Hezbollah continues its war against Israel, and our IDF soldiers continue their operations in Lebanon. So under the cloud of what might could be considered to be a certain threat, because I think that Yom HaTzmaut, with people gathering together, is a typical target for those enemies of Israel who feel that they'd like to use an opportunity to extract a mass damage, to extract the most the most efficient way of hurting and harming people. This today could really be a day, but most people will be out. They will be meeting with friends, sitting in their gardens or going to parks, going to the beach, doing their barbecues, trying to enjoy the day. The sun is out and it's quite a nice day today. So that's generally what people will do. Traditionally, of course, there is also the Bible quiz that takes place on Yom HaTzmaut, which I think has been recorded this year rather than happening live due to circumstances. And there will also this evening be the Israel Prize Awards, which is also a traditional Yom HaTzmaut event. And of course, we can't not discuss Javier Milei, who yesterday, for the first time in Israel's history, was a foreign leader to light one of the independence beacons. And we've also had the signing of the Isaac Accords, which I'm going to leave right there because I think there is a discussion about where the Abraham Accords have taken us to and now where the Isaac Accords will come into existence and what that means for us. So I'll sign off by wishing everybody Chag Atzmaut Sameach. Please help us to enjoy and celebrate 78 years of independence. The existence of the State of Israel cannot be underestimated. The importance of that existence cannot be underestimated in the Jewish world. I think we've all come to understand and appreciate that. Let's continue to build and let's continue to make positive news rather than negative news.
Absolutely right. That is where we leave it. 801, Anthony Reich, thank you as always. Have a fantastic day and we will catch you tomorrow morning for the Israel Report at 7:45.
That Israel Report was brought to you by the Blue Agency. Your Israel property is in good hands. Owning properties in Israel can be a great investment, but challenging to manage if you are based abroad. The Blue Agency will manage every aspect of your property, finding and vetting tenants, maintaining your property and getting it rental ready, negotiating contracts and collecting rentals, reporting back to you regularly. The Blue Agency has built a reputation for trust and confidentiality over 20 years. The Blue Agency, your Israel property is in good hands. Contact us at www.theblueagency.com.